بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الواري المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Inshallah, we discuss two more names from the 99 beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The first being Ash-Shaheed. Ash-Shaheed refers to that being who witnesses everything. So in English we can translate Ash-Shaheed as the omnipresent. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah explains that Kathir is rather the name Ash-Shaheed, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Shaheedun ala af'alihim, Hafidun li aqwalihim, Alimun bi sarairihim. That being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is a shaheed, he witnesses and he records every action of ours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can hear everything that we say, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything that even crosses the mind or the heart of a person. Shaykh Saadi rahimullah used to say that a shaheed al-muttari'u ala jami'il ashya'i, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has knowledge of every single thing, whether it be a voice, whether it be an action, or even if it be some speech or anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of every of the doings of man. This name Ash-Shaheed appears 18 times in the Qur'an-i Kareem. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا قُلِ اللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى مَا تَعْمَلُونَ. So approximately 18 times in the Qur'an-i Kareem. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ash-Shaheed who witnesses everything. That there is no king to the greatness, to the grandeur of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a creator, sustainer, nourisher, that he witnesses every single thing directly by himself. He doesn't require any person to report to him, so he knows and he's informed of the doings of his creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require any CCTV cameras. Everything he himself, he notices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require any commission of inquiries. If there is any corruption around, then people have to go to this. And there is going to be some debate. Person brings his proof whether he wants to come or he doesn't want to come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is that king on the day of Qiyamah, that forget about everything being documented and everything been provided in front of us. That one is whatever was done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is what happened. Now we are unable to deny what happened. Besides that, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. It's a day that our own limbs will be speaking against us. Man will ask his own self, وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. He'll ask his skin, why are you giving witness against me? So the skin will say that Allah who gave me the power to speak, I have to speak now. Now everything is being recorded. This is the time whatever we are doing is being recorded by the limbs of our body. And that tape recorder will be playing on the day of Qiyamah. So this is one lesson as shaheed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches every single thing. So everything is being recorded. So we have to be careful that Mullah Ali Qari rahimullah says the lesson from this name of as shaheed that حَظُّكَ مِنْ أَن تُرَاقِبَهُ. That the lesson we take from this name is that we have to make muraqaba of this name. That الشهيد, Allah is watching, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see me. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Surah Iqra. Does man not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beholds him? Does man not know that Allah is watching him? أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. The people of Makkah Mukarramah, they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they mentioned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what is your proof that you are the final prophet? Where's your proof? Who is your witness? Anyone that is witness that you receive the prophethood and you are the final prophet? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was thinking, how does he put forward and furnish some dalil or proof to prove the authenticity of his nubuwa and his risala, him being a his prophethood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah. قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you tell the people of Makkah Mukarramah, what can be a greater proof? What can be a greater proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is saying that I am gawah. I am witness, the creator of the skies and the heavens and the earth and creation and everything in between, above and beneath. I stand witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final prophet. What greater witness are you still looking for? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, he bought something from a person, from a sahabi. So, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he struck a deal. Everything was done, price was agreed upon, but the cash wasn't at hand. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told this person, follow me home and I will pay you. So this person says, no problem, let's go home. En route with this animal, people saw such a lovely animal, people started offering him a higher price. So he eventually got someone who was ready to pay a higher price. So he quickly turned to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, if you want the animal, quickly take it now. I've got someone else. You want the animal or you don't want it? There is someone on a higher bid. So this person tells, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, but I already bought it. He says, where's your witness? When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did that deal, no one witnessed it. It was just this person and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in this commotion, Khuzaymah radiallahu anhu comes. So he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am witness that you bought this animal from this person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, oh Khuzaymah, we as it may, but how are you witness? You were not there when I did the deal. So he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I have accepted you to be the prophet, how can I not accept that you did a deal? Greater things was your nubuwah. If Allah has entrusted you with nubuwat, how can I not trust you with regards to a deal of this world? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, oh Khuseyma, from today you one person, your witness is equal to two. Generally, in any Islamic matter, we need two witnesses. وَاسْتَشْهِدُوا شَهِدَيْنِ مِنْ رِجَالٍ. Bring your two witnesses, we say, bring your two. So his one man will stand and is equated to two witnesses. Now where does this come to play? Later on, in Jamul Quran, the Quran was being collated. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, see, for every ayat that comes, we want two witnesses. A person must come and he must have two witnesses. So every ayat came and there were two witnesses. Now one ayat came, but there's only one witness. So they said, hey, you know what, that's the only ayat left, there's only one witness. So Sahaba says, no, who's the witness? He says, Khuzaymah radiallahu anhu. So he says, no, included into the Quran. That's part of the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this one man is equal to two. So in the Jam'ul Quran, this is where it came into effect, that this one Sahabi was sufficient as the witness for that ayat to be now put part of the Quran Kareem. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ. In Sahih al-Bukhari, when a person has got this in mind that Allah is witness to everything, this appears in Sahih al-Bukhari. Person from Banu Israel, he went to one person and he told him that, can you please forward me 1,000 dinars, some golden coins? So he says, no problem, I can give you the money. But he says, wait, hold on, before I give you that money, i'tini bishahid. I'tini bishahid, be me a witness. So this person turns to him, he says, waqafa billahi shahida. Allah is sufficient as a witness, what more you want? He says, yeah, you're right. But hold on, this is a business transaction. Money can make us funny, isn't it? So he says, how about this? I'tini bil kafil. Bring for me a guarantor. Someone who will stand guarantee. If you cannot repay it, he'll pay it. So he says, waqafa billahi kafila. Allah is sufficient as a guarantee. What more are you asking for? He's the guarantor. So he says, okay, no, you know what? Yeah, correct. What you're saying, 100%. I accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the witness of whatever has transpired, this deal. And he's the guarantor. He's the work. He's the shaheed. He's the kafil. So this person, he was sincere in his loan that he's going to repay it. Now he had promised the person, on so and so date, I'm going to bring the funds to you on a certain specific date. On that date, this person comes with the money and he comes to the ocean and he looks and he realizes that there is no ship to take him across the ocean. He needs to go to another town to pay the person the money. So he realized that the money is due. There's no ships around. No one is able to transport or commute me to the other place. So what does he do? He takes the money. He finds a piece of wood. He attaches and ties that bundle of money, 1,000 dirhams, a lot of money. He ties that money and he writes a note to the person from so and so to so and so. And he throws it, before he throws it into the ocean, he makes dua. Allahumma innaka ta'lamu anni kuntu tasallaftu 1,000 dinarin min fulanin. Ya Allah, you know very well that I had taken a loan from so and so of 1,000 golden coins. He asked me for a witness and I said, you are the witness. He was happy with the deal. He asked me for a guarantor. I took you, your name as a guarantor and he was happy with the deal. Oh my Allah, I trust in you. Ya Allah, fulfill my debt. And he throws the money into the ocean. Now that person on that certain day, he also is waiting for his money at the seashore, looking if there's any ships that would be coming. This person would come and pay the money. He knew he was sincere, but he realizes maybe he was a little bit in some situation, so he required the funds. Funds are not coming. Rather, he cannot see any ship. Then as he looks around, he sees a piece of plank and he can see something in it. So he runs there, he picks it up and he realizes it's 1,000 golden coins. 1,000 golden coins. Few days later, the debtor came and he says, please forgive me for coming late. There's your money for the loan that you forwarded to me. So he says, no, that has been paid. He says, what you mean paid? I mean, I received the money. He says, how you received that money? He says, no, I was at the seashore and I found it and I saw there was a note. He says, you actually received it. He says, yeah, I actually received it. So when a person has got yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he wouldn't do anyone down and he'll have full yaqeen and conviction in the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with regard to this name Ash-Shaheed. Some of the ulama of the opinion that this is one name that works when any person is disobedient. But obviously they have to be someone that acknowledges that I am disobedient, because ulama say you must put your right hand over the forehead of the person and recite Ash-Shaheedu 21 times. Inshallah, they will become obedient to you, whether it's the children or whether it is the wife also. I said children, huh? So whatever it is, this name Ash-Shaheed to be recited 21 times, inshallah, and like that also to recite it a lot, but more than the wazifa itself is for us to contemplate over this name Ash-Shaheed. My Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. Then there's no chance for any person to do anything wrong, to do anything incorrect, or to do any Muslim brother down, or for whatever the case be. So Ash-Shaheed. The next name is Al-Haq. Al-Haq refers to the truth. So the absolute truth is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Some explain the name Al-Haq to mean that the only absolute truth, in the sense that the only being who's ever living is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is truly in existence. The truth means the true real existence is only for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Once a person, the incident appears in Tafsir Qurtubi, other books of Tafsir also. In previous times, the person, he wanted to test the different religions. So he took the books of the Christians, the Jews and the Muslims, and he changed and adulterated a few aspects in it. But he made it very presentable, appealing, that if a person looks at it, it's colorful, it's nice, and a person would want to buy it. So he presented it to the Christians, they were so happy, they even remunerated him, they paid him for the good work, like, you know, thank you for the good work, and they paid him for it. And he took the copy of the book of the Jews, he took it to them, and he said, the Torah, this is your book. So they were very happy, they were amazed with what, you know, how beautiful and attractful it looks. And they also paid him. And then he comes to the Muslims and he gives them their Quran in the language, in Arabic, but just a few changes. So they recited the Quran from cover to cover. He said, Jazakallah, these copies we cannot distribute. So he said, but what happened? I mean, it's so nice, it's attractive. Look at the way it's compiled and published, and everything is of a different standard. So he said, no, but the message is not the same. So when he realized this, then he recited the Shahada and the Kalima, and he became a Muslim. He says this has to be the true religion. So the truth of the speech of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that unprecedented the amount of change, the amount of change that the Quran has brought in the lives of the people. Adi bin Hatim, who later on became radiallahu anhu, he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Quran accuses us. So he says, how does the Quran accuse you? He was a Christian. So he says, the Quran is got on ayah, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله, that the people of the book have taken the scholars as gods. So he says, we haven't done that. So Nabi Sam says, oh, okay, Quran has said it, and it has to be the truth. So Nabi Sam asked Adi bin Hatim, in your scripture, are there certain things originally, those things were haram? So he says, yes. He says, so your scholars, haven't they made it halal for you all? So he says, yes. So he says, who do you follow? You follow the scholar or you follow the scripture, the original? He says, follow the scholar. So he says, well, so what have you done? You've made him your God and your deity. You've made him your deity. Because now you're not following the word of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but you're following him. So that is, you made him the God. You made him Arbaba min dunillah. So he says, yes, that is correct. This is what we do in our religion. And eventually Adi bin Hatim radiallahu anhu became a Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This name Al-Haqqu appears in a very beautiful dua that alhamdulillah majority of this masjid, all our musallis wake up for tahajjud salah, masjid al-salihin, all the pious. So the dua at tahajjud time is got this name al-haqqu. That is a very beautiful dua. And that dua is Allahumma lakal hamdu anta qayyimu samawati wal ardi wa man fihin wa lakal hamdu anta rabbu samawati wal ardi wa man fihin wa lakal hamdu anta maliku samawati wal ardi wa man fihin wa lakal hamdu antal haqq wa wa'dukal haqq wa qawluka haqq wa liqa'uka haqq wal jannatu haqq wan naru haqq والنبيون حق ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حق والساعة حق. So in this dua, what are we saying? Oh my Allah, Allaka alhamdu. All praises for you. Anta qayyimu samawat, you keeping the skies and the earth in existence. Anta rabbu samawat, you the creator of the heavens and the earth. Oh my Allah, you are the king of the heavens and the earth. O my Allah, laka alhamdu anta alhaq. You are the truth. Wa wa'duka alhaq. Your promise is the truth. Meeting you is the truth. Jannah is the truth. Jahannam is the reality. It's the truth. All the prophets is the truth. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final prophet. It's the truth. The last day is the truth. So this is the dua that we should try and recite. Masnoon dua at the time of tahajjud salah. At the time of tahajjud salah. It's not the entire dua. Just the important part that is relevant to our discussion that we quote. The dua does continue after that. Allahumma ghafir li ma qaddamtu wa ma akhartu wa ma asrartu wa ma asraftu wa ma alantu. Meaning Allah forgive all my sins, etc. And the dua continues. So this is one dua that's got this name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Antal haqqu. That you are the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each one of us. Grant us the tawfiq and the ability to bring the reality of these names into our lives and grant us the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala via His 99 beautiful names. Wa akhir dawana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.